Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hi, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. I just found out I'm supposed to be someplace else right now. So my sincere apologies, but I simply won't be able to introduce today's host, Mr. Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. Chris, Albin, are you ready?
Yes, I think
nobody's going to believe. Nobody's going to believe what I'm going to tell them right now, because I joke so much. I'm the boy who cried wolf. Coming up in our next segment is my conversation with the President of the United States. I have to set this up for you folks, otherwise you won't believe me. My guest in hour one today is Colonel Doug Mastriano. This man is an American hero. He is the state senator from Pennsylvania who led the charge at the Gettysburg hearings last week. He has been absolutely heroic and amazing in getting the truth out in terms of the voter fraud in Pennsylvania. Some of you have been involved in these prayer calls that I've been part of last night, Sunday night. We had a prayer call, and Colonel Doug Mastriano, who is the state senator we're talking about, he was on the prayer call last night, and we already knew we were going to have him on today. So we began to start the interview with him, which you're going to hear in the next segment. And just as we started the interview, or before we started the interview, his phone rang. He goes, oh, I got to take this. It's the president. So he has a conversation with the President of the United States. He lets us listen in. We can't air that. It's a private conversation. But the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is calling up one of these American heroes, Doug Mastriano, my guest for this hour. The president called him up today. Why? Because he wants to know, hey, what's going on in Pennsylvania? This president really is the kind of a maniac who calls up state senators to find out what's going on. What can we do? How can I help? Well, who should I contact? And the president's like writing down the information of the name of the state senator that I need to. The president, we heard this in the conversation, and Albin and I were just stunned listening into this phone call, which we certainly did not expect. We expected to be having another kind of excited conversation, but this ramped things up to another level. And I said to Doug, because we know Doug, he's been on this program a bunch of times, Colonel Mastriano, I said, is there anything the president wants to say to my audience, or is there anything that he wants us to do? Now, you have to understand that I was, before today, before this show, I was thinking I need to reach out to my audience in a new way and ask them to help us in this battle. So I'll tell you about that in a second. But I shout that out to Douglas Mastriano. And at the end of his conversation, he says to the president something like, Eric Metaxas, I'm on the radio with him. He wants to know if there's anything. And the president says something like, oh, Eric's fantastic, by the way. Now, I'm not kidding. I am surprised that the president knows my name or about the show or anything like that. So that was very wonderful. And then I had a rather breathless kind of conversation with him. You can tell I'm excited when you listen to the conversation. So we're going to play that in a few minutes. That's in our next segment. We're going to play it. I'll ask you now and later, go to our YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show. Please take this video of my conversation with the president and with Doug Mastriano. Share it as widely as you can, because not just because it's me talking to the president, but my conversation with Doug Mastriano following the president, I mean, I don't know, we had 4 minutes with the president, but following that, we talk about what we can do. And it's very important. Again, before I knew that the president was going to be on this program today, I said, I have to tell my audience what we can do. So I will say it right now, just to prep you, and then we'll, in our second segment, you can hear my breathless conversation with the president of the United States. But yesterday I was very discouraged. I said, I have seen enough evidence that at the very least warrants investigation. In other words, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you despise Trump. Forget about that. The question is, was this election stolen? I don't know if Biden was behind it. I don't know who was behind it. The point is, there's enough evidence to suggest strongly that this election was stolen. If that's the case, ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of democracy ever. Like, it's over. You don't come back from something that monstrous. Now, maybe I'm not going to go into the details on that now, but I'm just going to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, every single American should care whether the election was stolen. It does not matter who you voted for. It doesn't matter if you hate Trump. If you steal an election in this way, if you thwart the will of the American people in this way, it is the end of America. There is no American president ever again. It is a fraud. If you do not have democracy and if the people cannot speak in an election. So everyone should care about this. And I would say at the very least, we have to investigate this and we have to find out what happened. You cannot inaugurate a president under the cloud of what we now know. You cannot do that, folks. You cannot do that. If you talk, you know, when people say Trump's not my president, that's because they hated him, not because he was fraudulently elected. Okay. In this case, literally, Biden would not be our president, and I would not accept him as president unless we have an investigation and it's proved that he didn't win through fraudulent means, which would be treason. So this is so important that I get breathless and ridiculous sounding because unfortunately that's where we are. And so I wanted to say to you who are listening, you are involved in this battle. So the first thing that we must do, everyone, certainly in a swing state, in every one of the swing states, you must contact your state representative and your state senator. You must do this, folks. You must do this. And if you feel like it, you can contact the state representatives and state senators in the swing states, whether you live in those states or not. The republic hangs in the balance. Now, could anything be more ridiculous than the fact that that is true, what I just said? But that is a fact. And if we, the people, do not do what we can, now, you know that from my point of view, this is God's battle, okay? I really do believe that Jesus is the Lord of history and that he cares about freedom. And it's not just because of this country. I want to make really, really clear, this is not about America. America is a nation for others. America is holding up the torch of liberty by the grace of God. No thanks to us. It's by the grace of God that we are able to hold up the torch of liberty for the whole world. So there are people in Hong Kong. There are people in China. There are people all around the world looking at this election because they hope that a free nation will continue to be free so that we can share our freedom with the whole world, so that we can stand up with the people in Hong Kong against the communist dictators. These are murderous thugs who have seized power utterly illegally. They don't care about human rights. They don't care about anything. So this is about people around the world. This is not just about America. But we've been given the task of standing up for freedom in our time. And that means that we must contact our state reps. We must contact our state senators. This is an obligation, folks. We have a duty. Nobody's telling you to leave your family and go to the battlefront. This is something you can do today. This is our duty. And of course, I've been talking about prayer. I guess I would want to say we wouldn't even be on the air if it weren't for our sponsors. I hope you'll go to mystore.com and support Mike Lindell, mystore.com. And mypillow.com. Use our code ERIC. We need your help. If it weren't for Mike Lindell and mystore.com and mypillow.com, we wouldn't be able to be on the air. And you know that I've been trying to post stuff on Twitter. Twitter is censoring things. I don't know how long I'll be on Twitter or on Facebook. Folks, do what you can to help. We'll be right back with my kooky interview with the President of the United States.
I can feel your heartbeat, but you didn't even say a word. Oh, I know, pretty woman, that you love to be heard. You can feel my heartbeat too.
Folks, welcome back. My guest for the first few minutes of this segment is the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. As I said in the previous segment, this was a total surprise. We're going to play you the raw video. You can tell by my tone of voice that I'm so flabbergasted. So this is raw, unedited, This is the video and the audio of me talking to the President of the United States through the speakerphone of Colonel Doug Mastriano, who is one of the leaders of the state Senate in Pennsylvania. So we'll play this and then we'll go to Doug Mastriano. Are you ready for this, folks? It's kind of kooky. Here we go. This is it. Play it.
Hey, sir, I'm here with Eric Metaxas. He wants to know if you want any message to go out on his show today.
Eric is fantastic, by the way. Eric, hey, I love Eric.
We love him.
Is he with you now?
Yes, sir. He's eager. Can you hear him, Eric?
Yes, I can hear the president. Mr. President, I want to know, what can I do?
Fantastic. Your whole show and your whole deal is great. So just keep it up. We're making a lot of progress, actually.
We will not abandon this fight. This is the most horrible thing that's ever happened in the history of our nation. And I just want to know, what can I tell my audience? I'm willing to name every one of these state senators in Pennsylvania on the air. It is disgusting to me that they do not have the courage to stand up for the nation. And I want to know what you think message we could put out to help our side.
Well, only that we won the election. We won it by a lot. You saw the big dumps they had in the middle of the night and all.
We're talking about this every day. We know about this. I'm talking about that every day.
If you go back to 10 o'clock in the evening on November 3rd, that was the win. And then all of a sudden, this miraculously, these numbers started pouring in. This is the greatest scam in the history of our country, probably even beyond spying on my campaign. Not probably, even beyond.
It's much worse. I mean, we are going to win. Jesus is with us in this fight for liberty. There was a prayer call last night. You cannot believe the prayers that are going up. This is God's battle even more than it is our battle. God is going to do things. We're all going to be shocked.
Let me tell you, so I'll give you just a little example. The Supreme Court ruling you had the other day on churches, you're allowed to go to church, actually.
Yep.
That was all because of me. That was my three people voted.
No kidding.
Voted. if we don't win this thing, we're never going to be able to bring our country back. We'll never be able to bring it back. And just to finish, there's more spirit now, Eric, than I think they had at any time that I've ever seen it. People are angry. They're angry in Georgia, and they're really angry in Pennsylvania. But they happen to love Doug. Doug is the hero. And your group that came up to the office, but Doug is the absolute hero. So, Eric, we'll get together. I think you do a fantastic job, and keep it going. Just keep it going.
I'd be happy to die in this fight. This is a fight for everything. God is with us. Thank you, Mr. President. God bless you.
Yep. They stole an election, but we're just not going to let it happen.
No, we're not. Okay, folks. I am now going to interview Colonel Douglas Mastriano. But Colonel, I just want to say, because we're interviewing you, what just happened with the President of the United States, I'm a little blown away that just happened. How extraordinary is it? I mean, I don't even know where to start. The fact that he's calling you up, he's asking you for information, he's writing down names and addresses, and have we ever seen a hands-on president like that? I'm just blown away by what just happened.
Yeah, I'm thinking about leaders in the Army that I've had, you know, at various levels, and usually send an underling, you know, in the Army, hey, go check on Mastriano. And here we have the president of the free world of the United States of America reaching out and saying, hey, how's it going down there in Pennsylvania? Who should I talk to? What's the latest intelligence on the ground here? This guy is absolutely amazing. And I'm thoroughly impressed by how engaged and how real he is. I mean, it's just, I don't think we've ever had a president like this in history.
Well, I agree. Let me play devil's advocate, since we are friends. You're not just a guest on this program. To somebody who would say that it's important to delegate, that why would the leader of the free world hop on a phone to check in with you? In other words, where do you see that? If he didn't have infinite energy, I would say it would be foolish for him to spend his energy calling up state senators, even you at this time. What do you see about that? In other words, what does it say about him? Because I think we've all seen people like Jimmy Carter who could not delegate, and he would do all these things himself. And in his case, it was very bad. What is it about this president that makes this a good thing? Can you help us with that?
Yeah, so the difference was Carter had his fingers in all these issues and things he couldn't do anything about, that he needed to delegate responsibility. But the president, my view, is that he has not lost the human touch, the personal touch. He knows people are key to this nation and for success of our country. And so he knows that he has to maintain personal relationships. You know, I lead lots of tours on the battlefield of Gettysburg. Well, not as many as I used to since I'm a senator now. And what we see is relationships matter. So he's building relationships across his nation and around the world here. And that's going to pay huge dividends. Obviously, it creates loyalty. It creates communication. He knows exactly what's going on. You know, one problem with a lot of senior leaders, especially presidents, is they're so disconnected and detached that they're getting information filtered through 3-5 people. And the president is actually reaching out saying, okay, hey, how's it going? What's going on? What do I need to do about it? I'm like, this is amazing here.
I'm just in awe that he takes the time to do any of that stuff. As I just mentioned to you off the air, I'm just stunned he's aware of me at all. That's a surprise. That's news to me this morning. Since we have you here, I only wanted to talk to you. We didn't expect that we'd be talking to the President of the United States. It's a little bit of a shocker. It's going to take me some time, some weeks to get over that.
Wow.
But
divine providence, as you write about in your books.
There's no question in my mind his calling you just as we happen to be on the air was perhaps more than coincidence. I don't know. Listen, you, sir, let's forget about the president for a moment. You are my idea of the citizen hero, in the sense that you're not a politician. You are a veteran of foreign wars. You are someone who knows history, who's written books about history. And the reason I've had you on this program before is because you have written books about history, about Sergeant York. So the idea, Colonel Douglas Mastriano, that you find yourself suddenly at the center of a battle that is so much bigger than anything any of us dreamt. If you don't mind, for my audience who's not familiar with the details, talk us through. If somebody, they don't know you and they don't really know what happened in Gettysburg last week and so on and so forth, help my audience, educate my audience on how this happened and what is going on and what's at stake.
Well, you know, Eric, and you had me on about 4 times or so, and I talked about my entrance into politics and how, as I was reflecting on my 30 years of active duty and deployments around the world, that I was heartbroken, that I was handing over everything to my son, less safe, less secure, less prosperous than how I got it from my dad's generation. Okay, so with that Esther kind of moment for me, I stepped out into politics, something I never wanted to do. Okay, fast forward 1.5 years later, I'm a state senator. And that we find ourselves in the struggle of the Republic. And, you know, and as you have cited Benjamin Franklin's experience with Mrs. Powell in 1787, when she ran over and said, well, Mr. Franklin, what do we have, a monarchy or a republic? He said, republic, if you can keep it. We are really at a inflection point in America. We're about to lose the republic, and it's up to us to keep it as guardians of this republic. So I'm watching this election result unfold in Pennsylvania. and elsewhere. But as a state senator of Pennsylvania, I'm very focused on my own state, obviously. And I'm seeing all kinds of shenanigans, biased messaging. My governor says there was no fraud in Pennsylvania, so just move on. My secretary of state in Pennsylvania is like, there was no fraud. No, we're not going to investigate.
I'm sorry. What is the governor of Pennsylvania's name?
His name is Governor Tom Wolf, and never was a governor more appropriately named.
Okay, so Tom Wolf says categorically there's no fraud.
He came out and said there was no fraud, the election was good, and we're not going to look into any investigations.
Okay, and the Secretary of State is named?
She is Kathleen Buchvar. I've since called for her resignation. That was a no vote on her confirmation, by the way, because she's extremely incompetent. And
okay.
She said there was no fraud.
I'm asking this because I want to learn myself and want my audience to learn how the world works. In other words, here you have what looks to me and to you, unfortunately, like genuine fraud. If Biden had won fairly, I would be upset.
Yes.
But I would say that's our democracy in action, and we fight
right.
by legal means. If you believe there was fraud, you believe that this is an attack unlike anything we could dream of, and we need at least to investigate.
Yes.
So when we come back, I want to talk to you about what my audience can do to contact people, because that's how America works. We'll be right back.
In these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get
watched. Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net.
Folks, I got some embarrassing news to share with you, but you know what? This is just the kind of a show where I don't care. I'm willing to lay my heart, you know, on the line. Here's the issue. Mike Lindell with MyPillow, you may notice that I have a bobblehead of him near me. He's here to remind all of us that when you go to MyPillow.com, you get whopping discounts if you use the code Eric, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who haven't done that, and we have your names here. And Chris Himes and Albin pointed out to me that there's like three pages of you whose first name is Eric. You yourself, I mean, that's humiliating for me that even though your name is Eric, you're still not willing to use the code Eric. I mean, if you don't want to use it because it's my name, use it because it's your name. But the point is that I see who you are. And I just feel humiliated by this. Please go to MyPillow.com. It's okay, Mike. It's going to be okay. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code Eric. You're going to get whopping savings and really high quality products. Did I mention that? Thank you. Folks, I'm a little breathless today. I was just speaking with the President of the United States on this program, thanks to God's divine intervention, using my friend Colonel Doug Mastriano, who is a state senator in Pennsylvania in the Gettysburg area. How absurdly appropriate, how amazingly appropriate. Douglas, you were just about to tell us how this process works. You find yourself a state senator suddenly at the center of a battle. What is at stake right now? You on the prayer call last night talked about how many votes you have and how many. But help us understand. Help us understand what it would take to recall the state legislature to a session, because you said yesterday, or Zimmerman said, that this is the session is over. It's game over. I mean, this is. Help us to understand what we can do.
to get us back in session to vote on taking back our power to select the electors for the presidential election, we need a majority in the House and Senate of Republicans, and we have a majority in the House and Senate of Republicans in Pennsylvania to say, yes, we need to do this. And so that means I need 26 votes of 50 in the Pennsylvania Senate. And right now I'm at 9 or 10 or so who co-sponsored my legislation for us to assert our constitutional authority.
Okay, now explain. This is what my audience and I, what we do not understand. You're telling me how many Republicans do you have in the legislature in the Senate?
In the Senate, there's 50 seats and 29 are Republicans or caucus. We have one independent that's with us. Since we have 29 of 50.
Okay. So you have 29 Republicans. So if you vote along party lines, it's an easy win. But you're telling me and my audience that you, at this point, out of the 29 Republicans, you have 9 or 10 of them only that are willing to stand with you in this. What is the this that you're asking them to do that has them running scared?
This is simply a resolution saying we're going to exercise our constitutional power under U.S. Constitution Section 212, saying that we're going to reassert our authority to decide which electors are selected to vote in the Electoral College for president on behalf of Pennsylvania. In 1878 and 1938, the Pennsylvania Senate and House delegated that responsibility to the Secretary of State. Since we've delegated that responsibility to the very same Secretary of State who has her hands on the scale and doesn't want to look at any corruption, we want to take that power back. And so my resolution is pretty simple. We're going to assert our constitutional power and take it back. And as of today, I only have about 9 or 10 co-sponsors on my legislation. So we do have an uphill fight.
Okay, so how much time do you have to get the 20 Republican state senators on your side? How much time is there?
Well, not a lot. So today, our two-year term expired. I'm not going to go into details here, but at 11 p.m. tonight, the current session ends, period. And so that means the new body of senators and reps would normally be sworn in the first week in January after our financials are submitted, what have you. But since we need to have an emergency session. And so now the next step is contacting Pennsylvania senators and Pennsylvania reps saying we demand that you have an emergency session and come back, you know, early, a month earlier than you normally would on this two-year cycle, because we have a crisis on our hands in this state and you need to step up and do your job.
Okay, there are people all over the world who listen to this program or watch this program. But I know there are tons of people in Pennsylvania listening to this right now who have friends and neighbors that they can contact. Would it be wise for them to contact their state senators and state reps and ask them, I would say demand that they step up for the sake of the nation?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if I get 100 calls on any particular issue, even an issue that I'd be hard pressed to be won over on, it does catch my attention. So if people do politely call and email the senators and reps in Pennsylvania asking them to come back into session to have a vote on my resolution to exercise our constitutional power, it will make a difference.
You know, it's funny. Usually I say be polite. I will put that to the side in this case. Listen. This is one of these strange cases. It's just hard to believe, Colonel, but it's the United States, as you said, the Republic is at stake. How crazy that we could find ourselves saying that with a straight face. And yet it's exactly the case. I would argue that if Biden won fairly, the Republic would be at stake. But for him to do what he seems to have done, and what his side seems to have done, is such an attack on every value that we have held dear since the beginning of the Republic. It is the scandal of the nation. I don't know what to compare it to except the Civil War or the Revolution itself. So I think that everyone in Pennsylvania who has a voice or a computer needs to do what they can and contact their state reps and state senators. Is there a website where they can go to find that information, how to contact these folks?
Yeah, so simply Google Pennsylvania General Assembly, and then you'll see if you click on the Senate or House, and all our pictures will pop up in the respective body.
So all right,
just Google it.
I just want to say to my audience, if you live in Pennsylvania and you don't do this, when things go to hell, which they will, I want you to know you're responsible. This is one of those times, folks. You got to step up. Pennsylvania General Assembly, we're going to continue talking about this. We'll be right back with Colonel Douglas Mastriano. Folks, I'm talking to Colonel Douglas Mastriano, who is a state senator in the Gettysburg area of Pennsylvania. Colonel, just the other day in Gettysburg, you talk about history. You led the charge in a hearing to tell Americans what has been going on, to share some of the evidence of fraud. At certain times, some evidence was shared that was so shocking, people gasped.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, do you have any real doubt that there was fraud in this Biden win?
Yeah, I sat through the 3.5 hours of hearings, a hearing I put together because I wanted just the truth to come out. I wanted to know what was going on, since the media not only discounted it together with their political leadership on the left, but then, you know, mocked it, just move on. And I'm like, there's a process, and let's find out what happened in Pennsylvania. And I was shocked. And there was that one occasion when that one data analyst said 600,000 ballots came in, all except 3,000 went for Biden. And that's when the room just gasped. And it's like, mathematically, that's impossible. That was one of a series of eyewitnesses under sworn affidavit, under threat of perjury, of men and women stepping forth and under threat of their own lives as well, because many of them are threatened now by the intolerant left, that come forth and say, we were cheated, we were pushed out, there's problems in Pennsylvania, something needs to be done about it. So there is no doubt in my mind that bad things happen in the state. It needs to be fixed both now and in the future.
I still cannot believe that with all the evidence that you exposed at that hearing, that you have 2/3 of the state senators who are Republicans unwilling to stand. Can you help us understand, without being mean because you're such an honorable person, but help us to understand how they would shrink from, I would say, their duty to the nation, much less the people of Pennsylvania? What are they? Are they being threatened? Are they getting death threats? What is happening?
Yeah, so I know several of these people personally, by the way. And yes, they're getting death threats because they're willing to stand forth and just tell their story. Can you imagine that? They're not making anything up. On election day, I saw this. On election day, this happened to me. And for the left to want to suppress them, this is a real problem here. This is something that should not happen in America. This is communist China kind of stuff here, where you suppress people that are advancing something that the powers on high might not like. We are truly in a moment where the Quakers spoke of, you know, speaking truth to power. We have to continue to speak truth to power. I'm willing to ride off, forward and champion this cause here. And I'm thankful that I'm not alone in this battle. But with many of my legislative colleagues, there's not a lot standing with us right now. And so we're praying that they'll have a little bit more courage. And because the fight of there's no reason to be a senator or House rep if you're not going to exercise your constitutional powers. We are a co-equal branch of this government here. It's time we start acting like it.
What do you think? I mean, let's just be honest. You have 2/3 of the Republicans in the state Senate in Pennsylvania unwilling to stand up and to stand with you. Can you help me understand why that would be?
I can't help you, because it's so obvious and manifest to me. You know, somebody who's been a public servant all his life as a soldier, it's all about doing what's right for your country. When you take an oath on the Constitution, by God, you mean that. And so we also took an oath in the Senate and the House, and now it's our time. This is our Esther moment.
Look, if I lived in Pennsylvania, I would be going to their houses with torches and pitchforks. That's just me, you know. But I got to say, it's a scandal. If the people of Pennsylvania who listen to this program will not step up and demand that these state senators do their job. I have to say, I cannot imagine anything that would be more important that they would ever do in their careers than this. So it's fascinating to me. People need to rewatch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, 1939, with Jimmy Stewart. The idea that there are politicians so entrenched in power that they completely lose sight of what is right and wrong and what is duty. Nobody likes to see it. It's so ugly. And the fact that you can be so gracious in the midst of this. But I hope that people around this country, and particularly the people in Pennsylvania, will go to the Pennsylvania General Assembly website, find the names and numbers and emails of these people, contact every one of them. And this is one of these rare cases, folks, where I would say, you know, I think you've got to do this. Colonel, what happens if these state senators in Pennsylvania do not step up? And at this point, it is not looking good. You talk about an uphill battle. What happens if these people don't join you in this?
You could kiss fair and free elections goodbye. This is the gold standard right now, shenanigans and cheating. And if we're not going to step in and do our job when we're needed most, forget about it. It's not going to happen in the future.
I mean, can we believe that we're saying this? We're not making this up. This is not something that's going to happen in the future. This is what we're talking about right now. Folks, if you want to know how deep the swamp is and why it needs draining, here we are. We have supposedly Republicans. Now, the funny thing is, you know, Colonel, I would think that Democrats would step up too. In other words, if you're talking about voter fraud, the idea that, oh, there's nothing to see here, after the hearing that you held, it's unbelievable. Now, is that hearing available online if people want to watch the Gettysburg hearing?
The whole hearing is online. It's on my Senator Doug Mastriano Facebook and Twitter pages.
Okay. Senator Doug Mastriano Facebook and Twitter pages. You've posted it. Because the evidence that came out, I posted some stuff yesterday, that it's so overwhelming that what I keep saying to my audience is that I don't think it matters if you're sure that there was fraud. Now, I am at this point sure. But the point is, even if you're not sure, there's at least enough evidence for every real American to say, wait a minute, we need to investigate. We need to make sure this didn't happen in our country.
That's right.
And the idea that there are people unwilling even to do that, I would say I would expect Democrats to do that. And I would certainly expect Republicans to do that. So you're a hero in the middle of this. What are you going to be doing over the next couple of days?
I'll be pressing my colleagues to get more people to sign on so we can come in and do the right thing and vote to assert our constitutional authority. And the second part, of course, is then cleaning up the election. But the here and now is exercising our authority, because there was a lot of shenanigans, a lot of cheating, a lot of fraud. And now it's time for us to rise up and do our bit.
Can we get a couple more minutes with you, or do you have to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to Colonel Doug Mastriano. Folks, in hour two, we have our friend Kevin McCullough. You do not want to miss that conversation, I promise you. Right now, I continue my conversation with Doug Mastriano. So, Colonel, you are you're in the front lines for liberty. Did you ever think that you would get to this point where the phone calls that you make today, that the Republic could hang in the balance? I mean, it seems like we're all fantasizing, like this can't really be happening.
Yeah, I mean, my heart's breaking. I never in my wildest dreams, Eric, imagined that we'd be on a precipice and I'd be one of the guys trying to hold us back here. Because, you know, as an Army colonel, you do things, you fight wars, but it's at such a lower level nationally. And now to find ourselves here at the forefront of freedom. And the irony's not lost on me here. What began in 1776, obviously, the light of liberty was lit. And then, of course, a new birth of freedom right here in my district. And, of course, 2001, Flight 93, Todd Beamer, you know, let's roll. It seems like Pennsylvania has always been the keystone state, and we need to lead again. And I'm thankful that we sparked the counterattack, the counteroffensive, in exposing the truth. But the battle's yet to be won, and we got a long haul ahead of us here. It says in Galatians 6:9, grow not weary doing good. We can't grow weary. I know it's a long struggle, but we got righteousness on our side here. We have to keep pushing forward to do the right thing to preserve our republic.
Well, this is the thing, right? Like, a lot of people say, well, just pray. We know if you don't pray, you're a fool. But if you only pray when there are other things you can do, that is also foolish. And I think that, as we said earlier, we need the people who are represented need to contact the people who represent them and demand that they do this basic thing. This is a basic thing. Maybe it takes some courage, but I can think of people around the world who have done far braver things for their nation, for people that they will never meet because it's the right thing. That is what the Republican state Senate is being asked to do. So I hope that the people listening to this call, whether they're from Pennsylvania or not, will go to the Pennsylvania General Assembly website, will contact these intransigent folks and ask them to stand with you, because this is an historic moment, Colonel. This is an historic moment.
You know, faith without works is dead. So yes, pray and then act. You know, thank God that Esther, when she got her call, she didn't dither and say, oh, I'll let someone else do that, because she and her people would die. She stood in the gap. Gideon, oh, hey, rise up, mighty man of God. No, maybe somebody else. And there's always consequences. My final thought, Eric, if we have a minute, was in 1934, there was one man that could have stopped Hitler. And you know it well, General von Schleicher. And Hitler knew he could stop him. And so von Schleicher had his moment in time. He had his Esther moment. And unlike Esther, he dithered. He stood aside and let Hitler rise up. And of course, Hitler had him killed. God raised up a deliverer from elsewhere, the United States Army, but it's going to take us 10 years to get there, and all the death and destruction as a result of one man failing in his Esther moment. So men and women of America, this is our moment. Your role in this might be small or big in your own eyes, but it does matter. So please rise up and don't stand aside. We need you. This is your Esther moment.
We know that God is no respecter of persons, that he looks at every single person listening to this program no different than he looks at me or you or the President of the United States. We all have a job to do. God holds each of us accountable for what we can do and what we do and don't do. So I hope my audience is inspired by the President's call during this hour and by your genuinely patriotic and heroic stand. Colonel Douglas Mastriano, God bless you. To be continued.
Thank you. God bless you as well, Eric. Thanks for fighting the fight for freedom. I don't care what they may say.